Report: Empire extras detained for alleged staged attack on Jussie Smollett to be charged. By Joshua Kaplan on February 15, 2019. Two men in connection with the alleged staged attack of Empire actor Jussie Smollett could be charged as early as Friday, according to a report. CBS2 investigative journalist Brad Edwards, citing a source with intimate knowledge of the Chicago Police Department's investigation into the matter, reports the alleged attack on Smollett was potentially orchestrated by the actor and the two men, who are persons of interest in the case. A spokesperson for the Chicago Police told Edwards that CBS2's report and others are unconfirmed at this time. The persons of interest are brothers of Nigerian descent who worked on Empire and are in police custody, being questioned about their connection to the attack. A lawyer for the brothers told CBS2 that the pair could be charged on Friday. They were actually detained at customs at O'Hare Airport yesterday around 5:45 p.m., Gloria Schmidt, the brothers' attorney, said. They had no idea what was going on, and they've been detained since then. CBS2 reports. Following a police raid, the front door of their home is busted off its frame. Belongings are thrown across the living room. Bedroom doors are damaged and clothes tossed everywhere. The brothers were returning from a trip to Nigeria, their attorney said. As they were picked up by police at O'Hare, officers were at their home, taking several items and leaving behind an inventory list of some of the items taken. The list includes a black face mask hat, an Empire script, a phone, receipts, a red hat and bleach. When they first learned about what happened to him, they were horrified. This is someone they know. This is someone they've worked with, so they don't want to see somebody go through that, Schmidt continued. Schmidt confirmed to CBS2 that the brothers were extras on Empire and occasionally worked out with Smollett. They are really baffled why they are people of interest, the lawyer said. They really don't understand how they even got information that linked them to this horrific crime, but they are not guilty of it. On Thursday, Chicago Police Anthony Guglielmi said detectives were questioning the two individuals, but said neither of them were considered suspects at this time. The men were spotted on surveillance cameras in the Chicago neighborhood where the alleged assault occurred, according to Guglielmi. Appearing on ABC's Good Morning America Thursday, Smollett claimed his attackers were motivated by his public criticism of against President Donald Trump and his policies. "I come really, really hard against 45. I come really hard against his administration. I don't hold my tongue," he told interviewer Robin Roberts. Chicago police said Monday they were unable to criminally investigate the matter after Smollett turned over phone records that were redacted. "We are very appreciative of the victim's cooperation, however the records provided do not meet the burden for a criminal investigation as they were limited and heavily redacted," said police. Detectives may be following up with him to request additional data to corroborate the investigative timeline. Smollett and members of his family have maintained the actor has been honest about the alleged incident through the investigation, claiming his story has been the same throughout the investigation. "I am working with authorities and have been 100% factual and consistent on every level," the actor said in a statement to Essence magazine. "Despite my frustrations and deep concern with certain inaccuracies and misrepresentations that have been spread, I still believe that justice will be served."